Hello everyone, I am Ankushiv Bhandari and welcome to another episode of The Shopper in Shorts. Today I am going to talk about the importance of shopper centricity and the fact that no consumer goods organization can be customer centric without being shopper centric first. When we look up the definition of a customer centric organization, there are a few key pillars that are highlighted so as to ensure the customer centricity of an organization. Some of them are customer focused leadership, understanding your customer, designing the experience, empowering the frontline, having relevant metrics, having continuous feedback and improvement cycles, etc. Now, in the context of a retailing environment where a retailer might be a customer, how do you think that customer centricity can be achieved without being shopper centric first? As I've shared in my previous episodes, and as I'm sure that some of you will know, that a customer or retailer of a consumer goods organization will not be interested in your product or service proposition unless you help them win with their shoppers. Okay, you might say that, Ankur, it is all good you're talking about shopper centricity, but what does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm going to flip the question back to you and ask, what does being shopper focused mean to you? Who do you think in your organization needs to be shopper centric or shopper focused? Is it the category management teams who are putting the planograms in place? Or is it the national account managers working with the retailer buying teams? Or is it someone else? Well, if you really have to win with the shopper and be really shopper-centric, shopper-focused approach has to be inculcated throughout the organization. It needs to start from when a product is being thought about and as far as claims that will appeal to the shopper needs to flow to the design teams working on packaging to ensure it is right for the shopper, through to the ergonomics of the pack design, production, shipping, display-ready pallets for Costco come to mind here, merchandising at the point of purchase, innovative ways of showcasing the product on an online store comes to mind here, and even in-store execution. Recently, we were working with a big consumer electronics brand here in Europe, and I was surprised to see that they were spending between 2,000 to 3,000 pounds on something called a pod, which is like a display stand used in electronic superstores. And with very limited shopper focus applied to these stands, these were being created. It is no wonder that they were struggling to get traction from the retailer for those stands. So shopper centricity is a lens, and I shall go so far in saying that this is the DNA that should exist in any organization so that any plans have the best chance of success at the point of purchase. And also so that the consumer goods manufacturer gives themselves the best chance to be an effective shopper-centric organization, ultimately leading them to becoming a fantastic customer-centric organization. Wish you all the best. Thanks a lot. And until next time, bye-bye.